Morocco, week 4, Monday.
Now, episode 16 of Moon Over Morocco.
A strainer is none the worse for having another hole.
After trying and trying, Jack has finally succeeded. He has disappeared. With the aid of the Moroccan music and a strange concoction of herbs, Jack put himself into a trance. The gateway he was seeking finally appeared. When he first saw the gate, it was like a black dot on the horizon. Then it grew bigger and bigger. Suddenly it opened, unfolding like the feathers of a giant peacock filling the horizon. And Jack leaped right into the center. The gate snapped closed and he was gone.
Mind if I put on the radio? What kind of radio stations do they have in Marrakesh?
I think they've got a couple of French and a couple of Arabic stations.
What do they play on the Arabic?
Egyptian music. Popular stuff. It's horrible. That's it there.
Doesn't sound so bad.
Oh, it's all the same. Movie music. You can even hear the people talking and shouting. They take it right off of the soundtracks. There. You hear that? Right off the soundtrack.
The Moroccans prefer that, huh?
They love it. They listen to it all day long. In fact, if the batteries on their transistor radio is struck dead by Allah, it's the worst thing that could happen to them.
You don't think we should contact the police?
Huh?
You know, about Jack's disappearance. You don't think it'll do any good, huh? You think he's actually gone to the Mazamuda? Are you thinking anything?
All the people that laughed when we asked them in what direction was Mazamuda. One pointed straight up, one pointed straight down, two pointed to their foreheads, two pointed to their chest and their heart, and one pointed with his thumb south.
Maybe it's in the Sahara Desert.
The thing that gets me is, just when I was going to tackle him, right?
Yeah.
He leaped into the air, straight up. But I got him, kazow. And the next thing, poof, he's gone. He also ripped a pocket right off of his coat. There it is. Oh, there was a note in it.
What is it? A pattern? Looks just like a bunch of lines. He's written someone's name on here.
Fatma Tajim.
Do you know who that is?
No idea. Jack doesn't distinguish between mental and physical. It's all reality to him. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. He figured the gates existed somewhere, but he needed to be in a particular state of mind to see them, and he needed a vehicle to ride in on. And anyway.
Yes. Well,
I was just thinking of something.
Can you shape it?
Yeah, if you'll tune out that station. I was trying to get it together in my head. Jack believes in other dimensions. I think he feels that science has avoided all the opportunities to study these dimensions, or whatever you call them, because they can only be seen through the mind. There's no way of physically measuring these other dimensions, measuring them accurately, that is. And our science is based upon repetitious accuracy of measurement.
I didn't know you were interested in that sort of stuff.
I think I understand. Jack felt that the way we see things is static, frozen, like looking at a frozen lake. But when it begins to crack, to come apart, we begin to see things beyond, between the cracks. Worlds, dimensions, unicorns, fairies, satyrs, gods, anything, demons, spirits, all of mythology, and even beyond all that. The thing that people can't yet accept is that if you think something, it exists. It may not exist physically, but it does exist. That's a hard one for people to accept.
So, the Masmuda is a state of mind?
It's probably a place.
Really? Where?
Mojo might know. Or he can find out.
You think these people have a lot of secrets like that?
Man, we're like steam locomotives chugging through their culture. And they're like a bunch of kids watching us go by. You know the secrets kids can have. Adults can't possibly share.
Why?
Because we're so practical. Well, first to the hotel. Pick up our stuff, then to the airport. We'll leave the car there and then back to Tangier.
Yeah, Kelly. We're practical.
Something I want you to look at. It's a piece of paper with a drawing, a pattern, and a name. Does it mean anything?
You see this here? That's the Grand Soko, and this line is the street that runs toward the Casbah. And this line is the street running off that. And this is the street running off that. And then the short one is where another one runs off that. And this name, Fatma Tajin, is the person who lives at the end there.
Well, do you know who she is?
No, she's probably a witch.
A witch? You mean,
You know, yeah, she deals in herbs, potions. Looks to me like Jack was doing some kind of business with her boss.
Yeah, I'll check on it tomorrow. One other thing. What did you find out about that girl?
You mean, Lila Ulupi?
Yeah.
That's a funny one, boss. The comtesse, she said Lila never was. Maybe just like that hotel collapsing. Never was.
Come on, Mojo.
The comtesse said she had a dream, you know, where she introduced this girl Lila to Mr. Jack.
She's saying she saw Lila in a dream, and that's all?
That's it, boss. She's never more than a dream.
The old bag's telling the truth?
Maybe yes, maybe no. Who knows? Only the shadow, he know.
When I first mentioned Lila's name, you were startled. Who is she?
I don't know, boss. Sometimes I hear a name and just causes some pictures. Like a flash for an instant, like one frame. Whoever she is, I suppose she'll thicken the plot a little. I can only guess.
Ahmed, you want to get that?
Your eyes are lighting up. I take it this is going to be a pretty far-out guess.
Maybe. This is a guess, you know.
Right.
Well, I figure...
This is for you, Kelly. It is Miss Sunny Skies.
Okay.
Yeah, Sunny?
Kelly, listen. A message was delivered to me about a half an hour ago.
Yeah?
It's a invitation. It's worded like an invitation, but it's more like a demand. Well, maybe it is an invitation,
Who's it from?
The Countess de Zazenia. She requests my presence for tea tomorrow at her villa. Her chauffeur will pick me up at 5.
Well, looks like your big break has come.
What?
You're breaking into Tangier's high society. Congratulations.
Well, it's almost like a come or else invitation.
Look, don't let that wrinkled old relic of some collapsed aristocracy bother you. It's the only way she can say hello.
You think I should go then?
Well, why not?
She scares me.
Sonny, a toothless old biddy like that? How fast can she hobble? 3 miles an hour? The thing you'll have to put up with is her big mouth and her flabby tongue. But watch out for the edges. It's like a straight razor.
I think I can handle that. But I don't know why I feel so uneasy.
She loves to make people feel uneasy. It gives her the upper hand.
So you think it's all right?
You make the decision.
Thanks, Kelly. Good night.
Damn it. That's one thing I can't stand about women. Asking men to make their decisions for them. What were we talking about?
Lila, the dream girl.
Yeah. Hey, you think Jack dreamed of her too?
In a sense, boss.
So, where do you think she came from?
Out there, boss.
Me no sabe.
Lila is one of them others, you know?
No, Mojo.
You do, boss. I used to have this friend called Quagmire Jones, and he used to say that all that stuff about spacemen coming from other planets back during prehistoric times and they land and help the dumb natives, that's a lot of crap. Quagmire Jones says that these people come from the inner worlds and they lay stuff on us all the time through our imagination like that, but Quagmire says it ain't often you recognize one out on the street because they ain't out there.
So?
I guess, boss, that she's a dream girl that can step right through from one dimension to another as easy as putting your foot through a pie crust. Quagmire Jones would say, "Now look what we stepped in here."
Moon Over Morocco is a continuing adventure serial brought to you daily Monday through Friday.
Listening to, please visit zbs.org, where you can order this podcast as a complete set without this mention, as well as many other fine, wonderful, amazing, awesome, and brilliant productions. All are available on MP3. zbs.org.
Tune in this same time tomorrow when you'll hear...
Essayons, mais have value if Jacques is... Mort. And since Jacques is bright, I assume he will know whether he is dead or not.
What are you implying?
I imply nothing. People die and they do not know they are dead. This is common.
Really?
Oui, 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 vraiment. They do not know they are dead. They continue doing what they did when they were alive.
Even though they're dead?
Oui, oui, oui.
Moon Over Morocco is produced by ZBS Media.